This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day program for June the 20th. I've said already, Jennifer, we're two-thirds of the way through the month, so I don't want to be redundant. I don't like talking about the same thing. Yeah, right.
You're just reminding us it's going
fast. Yeah. All right, so Jennifer Horn is here. Jay is in New York accepting her award from the Gracies. So here we are, the two of us. Just like in olden days. No, right, we have no award. We're just here. Our award is longevity, as much as anything else. Here's the story of a firefighter who saved a driver from a burning vehicle. This is kind of like we're talking about the policeman who saved this person, got sucked into the drain and goes across the highway. Imagine having that experience. Well, here's the story of Shane Stevenson, who got a crash course in firefighting, and this is why he has just become a firefighter. This is his third day on the job.
Oh my gosh.
He's in
literally baptism by fire.
Right, literally. He was in training on his way to work here in Massachusetts, Manchester by the sea. He saw smoke coming from a car that had crashed, and it burst into flames. So he pulled over, jumped out of his car. He said, my main goal was to make sure this fellow was safe. Got him away from the vehicle. So you see stuff like this and you want to pull over and you want to help. So I did. So this guy's the hero of the day. Right place, right time, all that stuff, you know, all that. Said I was glad to help. Well, that's kind of his job, but you know, it's like going beyond, if you will, the call of duty. Here's the disappointment. A couple of guys were out in a fishing tournament in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
This, again, is like the bear that goes into the bar, in a manner of speaking. All right? These three guys go up fishing. So anyway,
no fishing. One they of them caught, to the other.
They caught a 619-pound marlin.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were the winners, so they thought of this fishing tournament.
How do you beat that?
The marlin was disqualified because it had been bitten by something, and its flesh wasn't perfect. So these guys, the fishermen, who were going to get $3.5 million
in their fault?
I don't know. I don't understand this. I'd be PO'd if I were them. They were on the boat called the Sensation. They thought they'd landed the winning fish. This is the 65th annual Big Rock Blue Marlin tournament down in Moorhead City, and so they were. They anything that gets beyond a 500-pound. This is, how do you even imagine a marlin weighs that kind of
gigantic?
Yeah. Anyway, so anything over 500 pounds is considered potentially the winner. So they were weighing the marlin, and they saw that there was a chunk missing from its side, and therefore disqualified it.
Oh, that's terrible.
This was the last day of the tournament, and the fellow who was the captain of the boat said, this is a tough pill to swallow.
What was the prize? Was $3 million?
Yeah. Ooh. But the official said it was deemed the fish was mutilated before it was landed and therefore is disqualified, so it may have been easier to catch. That's their point.
Oh.
That somehow the fish was
It was a sick marlin.
Was sick or had been attacked by sharks. And therefore, may have been hit by a propeller or something. Who knows?
But these guys were caught paying the shark off, right?
Yeah.
It's a big scandal.
Right. And three guys were in
They're
the
like,
bar.
Hey, fam, could you take a bite out of marlin over there?
Nah. All right, so here's another fishy story.
Oh, boy.
An Iowa woman encountering a shark while she's diving in the Bahamas. Shark ate her leg.
Oh,
Heidi Ernst, 73 years old, scuba diver. She's had 500 dives under her belt.
Oh, my gosh.
She said, usually when the sharks are around, they just swim around us. No threatening behavior, no aggressive behavior. But on this day, apparently a tourist, this always is the way, had been hand-feeding sharks from a boat nearby.
Yep.
And the water was swarming with them. As she removed her suit, decided to take a swim, she was climbing the ladder to get back on the boat, and the shark just went, honk.
Now, if she knew it was swarming with sharks, why did she get in the water?
I don't know that that was the smartest thing she could have done. She said, I don't blame the shark. The shark knew there was food to be had on the boat, and he thought my leg was the food.
This is the kind of ding-dong you have to watch out for.
Yep.
Because she's gotten so arrogant, thinks she's one with nature, that she thinks she could jump into the water swarming with sharks. Mm-hmm. And then she's not mad at the shark for eating her leg. She's probably going to be mad at the guy who's feeding him, right? That's going to be the M.O.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Okay. So the story about the bear that ate this fellow in Phoenix. Here's another bear story.
When Animals Attack, apparently, is the name of this segment.
Well, this is not so bad. The Tampa airport was shut down because there was a bear on the runway.
Oh.
Excuse me. Well,
was he flying United or American?
Probably down there, Southwest.
Did you get an emotional support human with him on the flight?
Could have done that, yes.
Yeah.
A Florida black bear, and the TSA was all over it, man. Shut the airport down!
Those TSA, you can't get anything past them. Not a sharp object, not a bear on the runway. No way.
Mm-mm. Yep. Anyway, so they tried to capture this bear.
Sure.
They used an infrared helicopter camera to monitor where the bear was. It wasn't like they could, hello, there's the bear on the, what do you need a helicopter for? There's the bear on the runway. They tried a couple of times to tranquilize the bear, but they couldn't. So they tried to lure it into a trap, and apparently they captured it unharmed.
I'd love to watch the TSA trying to make a bear trap.
No. Yeah, right. Well,
that sounds fun.
All's well that ends well. So where do you take a bear? This is the first time in the 50-year history of the airport that a bear has come onto the property. Well, again, what you're doing is you keep developing. Yeah. Yes, Jennifer.
Well, let's see. He was the best. I liked him.
100 people have died in India this week. The sweltering heat wave there. This is you know, the same kind of stuff that happened here last year to a point. And people say, global warming, look at this. Hello, I got news for you. India is one of the hottest places on the planet and has been. This is up in the northern part of India, where residents have been warned, just like they are warned here. You're over 60. If you got a weak immune system, don't go outside. So all these people were outside doing stuff that in the heat, I mean, we're talking about 103 degrees. So it's not like we have a pleasant situation. But it's the reason I tell you the story, spend the time on it, is because it's the same everywhere. I'm not saying that the weather is the same. What I'm saying is that people are naive, no matter where they are, about what is proper, what makes sense, and what doesn't make sense in this circumstance. So anyway, it is, I just look at this stuff. There's a new national suicide lifeline. The problem, the people that have organized it say they have a serious problem. They have these call centers, these crisis call centers, Jennifer, but they need more people to answer the phone and to work with the people because there's so many folks who are calling the line. There are not enough psychologists and psychiatrists and nurses and social workers and counselors to keep up with the number of people who are calling who are considering suicide.
Wow.
There were 1 million people last year who identified as being risks for suicide. So this new suicide lifeline, there are a couple of these, right? Suicide prevention hotlines.
Definitely.
And stuff
there's
like
a
that.
Whole lot of them, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, if you, there are a lot of different states. I know here we have them. Delaware has them. I think California has them, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, of course, there's local and private ones.
Yeah.
But
what does it say about
society? Sign of the times when you've got a million people calling.
That's what I'm saying. You know, what in the world is going on here that we can have this much of a problem with all these people? It's really, it's, is it, what is it? Well, I guess that's the question. What the heck is it that makes people that desperate that they think they have no choices except to end it all?
Yeah. Well, it's a different way of thinking, you know, in our generation, or in our generation, listen, like we're a bunch of old hacks here, but like, I think in previous generations, there was more of an attempt to just work through things, just get on with it, don't pay attention. And I think because we put more of an emphasis on mental health now, people are more aware of it, and they're like, well, I am really sad, and I really do feel hopeless. And so I think maybe there's,
a little,
I'm sorry?
There's nothing for me.
Yeah.
That's the way people look at it. All right. Time for us to make people better. I like talking about Balance 7 when you're here, because you've been doing a lot of talking about this, not only here, but on KRLA, where you do mornings as well. So as people get older, the coffee, the alcohol, the fast food takes its toll on you, and so that's why your gut is out of balance, out of whack, out of kilter. Jennifer introduced this, she and her dad, to me, although there are people all around the country who are talking about Balance 7. I don't know that they're talking about it in a practical way as you do, Jennifer, just about, you know, understanding what's going on in your body. If you don't feel good, then you certainly want to feel good, and this is the way to do it, right? The significance of...
I started using it because I would drink so much coffee in the morning, and then I'd get a sour stomach, and it wasn't great. And so my dad was like, try Balance 7. It's going to whip you into shape. And sure enough, like the first time I tried it, my stomach felt better. Then I noticed I was sleeping better. I just noticed overall improvement in how I felt during the day. So that's why I'm a big fan of Balance 7. I take it all the time. I just took a swig a few minutes ago.
Yeah. Well, I actually did myself. Took a little bit before I get involved in the fruit and the yogurt department. So here's what you want. You want Balance 7 to be your friend forever? Then call and order it right now. Simple number. Remember this number, 800-793-9039.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Here we are, 23 after the hour, this Tuesday, the 20th of June. Doug Steffen with our focus on social media, what is trending in celebrity news. It's always kind of cool to hear a story about Adele or from Adele. Hello, remember that song? Hello, don't you love that song? Well, I have some real insight into what's going on with Adele as she has a problem based on what she's wearing when she's performing on stage. So let's find out what the story is. We'll get to the bottom, if you'll pardon the pun, of this story right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Always been a big fan of Adele's. So she has revealed she's developed a fungal infection. I believe we call it jock itch, from performing under the hot lights while she's at Las Vegas, the residency she has there. She was talking about this with the people in the concert on Saturday night at the Coliseum Caesar's Palace. She wears Spanx on stage, and they leave her clammy. She says, I sweat a lot, it doesn't go anywhere, so I'm just sitting in my own sweat. So my doctor told me that I had jock itch. And as explained, is this too much information? I don't know, maybe. I think it's an interesting reality that happens to a lot of us. That might be considered too much information to come from me. But it happens. And so how do you how do you deal with it? Her boyfriend and her agent says that, well, Adele said to him, it looks like I'm a big-time athlete, right? Because athletes get jock itch all the time. So the doctor prescribed an ointment that she squirts on herself. And so in her spicy language, she says, I don't know why the blank I told you that, but it's something that's on my mind. It's a medical malady. And here we go. The story is there for all of us to identify with, because pretty much, like it or not, or think it's too much information or not, pretty much all of us who are active and who wear, I know, you know, sometimes in the underwear department, things get a little tight, and if you're sweating, right? I know a lot of you are saying, I can't believe he's talking about this. But it's something, I didn't start it, but I am happy to add to the conversation. I wish I'd have paid attention to this, and I'd have asked Jack Stockwell about it, or Ken Kronhaus. Jock itch. What causes it, and how do you get rid of it? Well, Adele has just told you what causes it with her, and she told you how she fixes it. She said, she has a lot of time in the daytime, so she's thinking about a lot of things, including jock itch, apparently. So there it is, the fix from Adele for jock itch.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go, and you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800. 800-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Wall Street Journal is reporting China and Cuba are negotiating to establish a new joint military training facility on the island. That would place Chinese troops and other security operations less than 100 miles off Florida's coast, a report citing current and former U.S. officials. The U.S. Coast Guard is racing against time to find a missing vessel used to explore the Titanic wreckage. Rear Admiral John Mauger said the Coast Guard is using search resources both in the air and in the water in an area about 900 miles east of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The submersible is designed to have enough oxygen for its passengers to survive for 96 hours. 5 people were on board the OceanGate Expeditions vessel when communications were lost on Sunday. Among those on board include British billionaire and famed explorer Hamish Harding, according to his family. Lance Pry, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite.
a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's going to be a good day.
Now, I bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello?
Hello?
Add us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
Here we are, 34 at the hour. Health is wealth on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, I'm going to have Dr. Arthur Benjamin here to talk about your eyesight in a few minutes. I think you'll find a lot of good news, a lot of helpful information there. As we all know, health is the same as wealth. Without health, the wealth is not much good. So you have a lot of dreams. I know I do. I spend time thinking, if I buy a lottery ticket, what am I going to do with that money? How am I going to help all the people that are close to me? And what are we going to do with it that'll be good? A lot of the commercials that you hear on this program are aimed at helping you feel good, preventing you from getting sick, that kind of stuff, because I think that's part of the job here. And I'm happy to have people pay me to tell you stories. And then I spend time. We talk about it a lot, and I'm not getting paid because I think it's a great lifestyle to have. When you're thinking about your health, your wealth, your well-being, generally speaking, it's an important thing to do. I noticed that Joe Rogan had a vaccine scientist on his podcast, And this particular fellow is, there is the business of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and what he's saying about vaccines. He's a proponent of being careful about vaccines and a lot of misinformation about it. And Elon Musk, who has put this scientist up to debate Robert F. Kennedy when it comes to the vaxxer. His name is Peter Hotez. He's from Houston. He's a pediatrician. He's an expert in vaccines and also spent a lot of time dealing with tropical diseases, trying to control them in various parts of the world. He's been debunking misinformation, so he calls it, about COVID-19 and vaccines. And he was part of a team of scientists who created an easy-to-make coronavirus vaccine, got the Nobel Prize for it, remember that? So he took on Joe Rogan because Joe Rogan had Kennedy on his podcast. Then maybe he should take me on because I think Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has a lot to say, and I happen to believe or agree, I don't know, believing or not, but I agree that there is a lot of misinformation. A lot of people got snookered into it. You know, there are always rumors. Rumors, and they grab a hold because of social media. And I don't know. I honestly don't know what's right and what's wrong here. I know what I believe, what I think, and what I want to be true to. My children may or may not agree with me. My friends may or may not agree with me. You may or may not agree with me. It's okay. It's a free country. We're supposed to be able to talk about what we want to talk about in a way that is that's most satisfying and settling for us. So this guy, the doctor, the scientist, Mr. Hotez, criticized Joe Rogan, calling him awful for having Kennedy on his program. Well, you know what? Who says that Kennedy is peddling false claims? You? You're kind of an arrogant guy if you think that everybody agrees and needs to agree or has to agree that vaccines are the end-all and the be-all. He says Kennedy has no business talking about vaccines leading to autism. Joe, I agree that there is, it seems, a connection. Certainly Jack Stockwell, who's on this program all the time, he and I talk about it because I think there's something to the way he figures this stuff has become a big problem. And there's much more of it now than there used to be based on the vaccines being given. Yeah, maybe there's something to it. Certainly is food for thought. Today is National American Eagle Day to celebrate our national symbol, setting aside time to raise awareness about the bald eagle, to preserve the habitat. Holiday today, educating people about the bird and how important it is. I'm not sure I know why it's important, frankly. They're different and they're cool to look at, and they are our national bird, yep. A lot of pesticides damaging their eggs. I'm not for that. I'm not anti-vax. I think there are some vaccines we need to take, and I think there are some we shouldn't. Got to use our head and not be cowed into thinking that we have to all do it because it's, you know, what everybody else does. I'm not for that. Anyway, a lot of the things that we're talking about here with regard to what's bad for us, a lot of these things that we think are good for us cause harm to other beings, i.e. what's going on with the bald eagle and how they've been exposed to a lot of stuff. And so I guess it's important to think, yeah, it is. It's important to know those sorts of things, I think, anyway. So more food for thought. Here's some food for thought for those of you who are really engrossed this time of year in making yourself look as good as you possibly can. It's time for you to think about Calitrin and how this weight loss product, which is all natural, this is the stuff that dreams are made of. And I think when it comes down to the fact that the FDA has approved this way of losing weight They've approved of the product. This is a product that was created by a couple of doctors and their nurses. The formula is pretty simple, and it'll get you back to feeling good about yourself, the way you look in shorts and in a bathing suit. Calitrin is a motivator. 30 days and 5 inches. I'm reading one of the things. There are thousands who claim that Calitrin has helped them lose up to 100 pounds. It's not a fast fix, but it does work, and it keeps the weight off. That's what I like about it. So help yourself to Calitrin by going to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin. You can see profile there, all the deals you can get by using Doug. You check out when you're going to, you've bought 4 months, right? 4 months of Calitrin. You get 4 months free, and you get a free detox cleanser as well for $279.80. That's 8 months supply. Imagine that. Get the weight off and keep it off with Calitrin. My recommendation is you get started right away by going to toploss.com.
Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance. Palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this month with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 100 different wines, including Cabernet, Sparkling, Pinot Noir, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Find what you love, love what you find, at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Time now for a very important visit with a very important fellow that I have met last couple of years. Actually, we've been friends longer than a couple of years, although we started talking about what to do with my eyes. It seems like forever. It took me a long time. When people decide that they want to do something, whatever it is, it may be LASIK, maybe cataract surgery, it may be any number of treatments that are necessary, Dr. Benjamin from the Benjamin Eye Institute in Los Angeles is here to talk about what you need to be aware of. This is probably the best eye center you can find. It certainly brings in people from all over the country, all over the world, into his office in Beverly Hills. It's kind of a neat place. It's what you'd expect. It's kind of fancy, but there's a lot of attention that's given to detail. That's what I like about it as much as anything else. So how, you know, when people come in, how do you settle them in, and how do you determine quickly what it is they're going to need? Because most of the time when they come to you, they don't really know what they need, right?
Yes, good morning, Doug and friends. So ophthalmology is, you mentioned that the office is fancy. First of all, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much. Ophthalmology is a very technology-intense specialty, right? For the diagnostic purposes, for everything that we require, we really do need to keep up with all the technology, all kinds of new imaging machines. In general, it's very important to keep in mind that ophthalmologists is very frequently, we call eyes are windows to the health. It's not just a window to the soul, but to the health. Very frequently, ophthalmologists are the first one to diagnose diabetes, high blood pressure, thyroid problems, another seemingly unrelated malady. So it's very important for patients 40 and over to start visiting an ophthalmologist, even if they don't have any ocular complaints. In general, everybody over 40 will start developing what's called presbyopia, a need for reading glasses. And also that's the age when things that really do affect vision, such as glaucoma, cataracts, begin to rear their ugly head. So it is a good idea to visit someone at 40 and older.
At 40. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that's when I was in my early 40s when I first started wearing the cheaters. I was 42, 43 maybe when I started with the 100s, and then it went to 200, and it went to 300. And there are always levels, so it was 1, 125, 150, 170. It just kept every couple of years I'd get. And I have, after I had the operation with you, I have a box full of 45 or so glasses. I don't know why I'm keeping them. I probably should give them to somebody that can use them, because I'm getting a little bit better with each week or two. As I, you know, you said that it would take me 4 or 5 months to be able to, for example, at night see without seeing halos and lights and things like that.
Right.
But I had an extreme operation, and not everybody needs that.
Well, what you had is not really an extreme. It's an operation that probably everybody, by the age 65, about 50% of people have already had cataract surgery, because it is the most commonly performed surgical procedure in the Medicare system. Exactly, because it affects patients, you know, as we get older. Cataract surgery is where we replace the cloudy or inflexible crystalline lens. Throughout the years, the lens becomes inflexible, it becomes stiff, and then eventually becomes so cloudy that even glasses cannot make it. But you described the increase in the lens prescription. That's a normal kind of progression. It's not really a disease. It's just a normal stage in life. And eventually get to the point where glasses no longer help, and a lens replacement surgery is very common. If you remember from personal experience, it's performed with a laser. It literally takes minutes and immediate recovery. If you remember, as soon as we rolled you out of the operating room, you could already see.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic stuff. The reason that you are continually getting better quality of vision is neural adaptation. This is where your brain becomes better and better at using the lenses. That's why you experience improvement.
All right. So here's my recommendation. I say this lovingly and with all of the power that I have as an influencer. This is a great place to go to get it figured out and fixed. Dr. Arthur Benjamin, the number into that office is 310-275-5533. You can call them or you can text them. But if you're having eye problems, you want to get them straightened out, get to the bottom, call 310-275-5533. Dr. Arthur Benjamin, always good to have you here. I like talking to you and learning more each time we chat. This is Good Day.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wait for it. We're not going
to. That had to be the worst Jaws theme of all time, Doug.
That's terrible. I'm expecting to hear the real Jaws theme.
Me too. I'm stunned. I don't know where he pulled that one out of. That was bad.
Bad. All right. So what are we? We're talking about Jaws, though, no doubt. The lady who got her leg chewed off by the shark. Did you see that story?
No, I did not. What happened?
Well, there were.
Don't
I think it was.
Don't
off
take
the
up too much of my time, but tell me.
No, I'll tell you a quick story about it. Okay. The lady was out. She's a 73-year-old lady who was scuba diving, and off the boat. And some of these dummies on the boat were throwing food in the water to the sharks. So the boat is inundated, surrounded by sharks. This woman gets out of, she's in another boat. She gets out of the water and decides she wants to go for a swim. So she goes out swimming and the boat gets close to the other boat and the lady.
Result is not good.
Is getting back onto the boat and she feels this clunk on her leg. Oh. The shark actually bit her leg off.
Jeez.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Okay. That is not a good story.
No, not at all.
That's
all right, so what do we have from Jaws that is? What's good about that?
This day in movie history, extremely important day, June 20th, 1975, Jaws is released nationwide. When I mean nationwide, it probably opened in around 400 screens. That was a wide release back in 1975. Now we get a movie like The Flash opening on 4,200. Yeah. Some of these films are on 4,500. I thought 3,000 was going to be the extent of
a lot,
but now we're over 4,000. But anyway, Jaws started a trend of big studio movies in the summer, because before Jaws, really the studios would release all their big popcorn movies that they thought would make a lot of money at the Christmas season, like the James Bond movies, so on and so forth, the disaster movies, Poseidon Adventure, Earthquake, Towering Inferno, all released in December, but they took a shot on Jaws in the summer because it took place in the summer at a beach with the ocean, and they rolled the dice and they hit big, and the movie was a massive hit. I think this played like 2 years at least in theaters.
Yeah.
Sellout after sellout. I remember seeing it in a theater as a kid. Awesome experience. I still think one of the greatest movies.
I know, it's
put in the
scary.
Top 10 best movies of all time, actually.
Yeah, I don't want to see it. Too scary.
You never seen Jaws?
No, well, I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Oh, really? Okay.
When I see Robert Shaw getting eaten, I don't get too excited.
That is, I might be the most intense scene ever for a PG movie. Like, when I play that in my icing parlor on the big TV in the back,
yeah.
I have a lot of customers, I'm a little nervous when that scene comes on. Because, you know, if little kids, I don't want their parents yelling at me. I would just say, hey, it's PG, what's the problem?
All right, yeah. Have another ice cream.
Okay. Exactly.
Right. John Hamm says he almost played the Ben Affleck role in Gone Girl, but because he was doing Mad Men at the time, scheduling conflict. So how would that have changed if he had been in Gone Girl instead of Ben Affleck?
I don't think too much.
No. Either
but I tell, you what I would have liked to see. Then they talked about it at the time when he right at the cusp of when he's finishing Mad World, Mad Men. John Hamm as a 40-year-old Superman. I thought that would have been a really cool idea. I thought he would have been really good, but
and
never
so,
materialized. A lot of
why didn't it though? What happened? What got in the way of it? His hands
they cast Henry Cavill because they cast a 30-year-old Henry Cavill who's. Now, I don't know. He's over 40, Henry Cavill, now.
He's pushing 50, I think.
Oh, is he 50? So I guess he was up at 30, so Henry Cavill, when they did that.
Yeah.
John Hamm might have been. How old's John Hamm now?
John Hamm's 52.
Yeah, 52. So he'd have been about 40. That movie's a decade old.
Yeah.
One other thing I want to point out. They had the premiere in Rome last night, of Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Part 1. Raves, but we've heard this before. I'm assuming it's really good, but I got to tell you, Doug, after the hype of The Flash and what has happened, I'm only talking about the negative aspects of why it bombed the box office. I don't buy into these, you know, movies great until I actually see it for myself.
I saw the trailer.
Fully expect it to be really good.
I went to see Fast on Saturday night.
Yes,
and I think I told you yesterday I didn't care for Momoa.
Yeah.
I didn't like the tone of the movie at all.
But
one of the most interesting things was seeing the reworked trailer for Mission Impossible.
Great trailer.
And it looked, it just looks like the typical stuff, but a little more intense. I felt a little more intensity with it. Do you think I'm right about that?
Oh, I think you're right. Stakes are higher.
Yeah, I guess they are. All right, Chucker. Stakes are always high here on Good Day. Good to have you here to help us out of the woods. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen, 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.